This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Carrie Bringhurst.
Joining me today, as we do most weeks, a conversation with Utah State University President Noelle Cockett. And President Cockett, thank you so much for joining us for just maybe an update of the news this week, releasing some information about upcoming commencement. I know last year at this time, we probably feel a little more connected with how to move forward this year than you did last year when it comes to commencements at Utah State University.
Well, it's been a long year if we're remembering what happened last year versus this year. So, yes, we had planned to have a regular graduation with hoodings and college ceremonies and the overall commencement of the university in the spectrum and all, you know, those celebrations as we had done in the past. And then March, COVID, and everything had to be rethought. So we have a group that really wanted to be able to celebrate the accomplishments of the 2021 graduating class. And, you know, knowing that it had been a big disappointment for the 2020 graduates, although we were able to do a surprise package that had their diploma with their diploma cover and, you know, some different swag things. So Logan has organized their plan. The statewide campuses will be following along, thinking along how to do it safely, with masks, with social distancing, minimizing off-campus visitors, unfortunately, and keeping the ceremony short so there's not extended exposure and assigned seating. All of these things we know works when you're reducing the risk of infection, and so we've combined those into the graduation ceremonies that we've created.
Can you give us an idea of what commencement day might look like on the USU campus?
So rather than having, you know, 3,000 people, graduates all coming together as we typically would do here in Logan, they'll be broken up in groups of 60 to 80 graduates by department, by college, whatever makes sense within their unit. The graduates will line up a short distance in our processional with appropriate social distancing with, you know, our music, our traditional bagpipes playing across the speakers. They'll process in, sit in their assigned seats, and there will be a video that'll be presented specific for this graduating group with the dean of the college and the valedictorian for the college, you know, talking about the accomplishments and how glad we are they've been able to, you know, get to that degree or certificate. And then each student name and degree will be read so they can pass across the stage. They will pick up their diploma cover, have a photo taken of them with their diploma, return to their seat, and then the group will process out. And so in this way, you know, what we know is really important to our graduates to have that name read and that recognition of the moment when they get that that degree. One thing is, in keeping with an important part of our safety conditions, there won't be food. So people should eat before they come.
What will this new format of commencement mean for families and supporters of our graduates?
Unfortunately, because that is one of the things that we've done to keep our risk low here, guests will need to participate virtually. The university commencement ceremony, that will also be virtual, probably through more of a taping with myself, but we will have honorary degrees.
President Cockett, thank you so much for helping educate us about what will happen with commencements at USU this spring.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie. Really appreciate being able to share what we're doing at Utah State.
This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Carrie Bringhurst.